Protocol number 22. In all that I have hitherto reported to you, I have carefully tried to show you a true picture of the mystery of present events, as also of those of the past, which all flow into the stream of great events, the results of which will be seen in the near future. I have exposed our secret plans which govern our relations with the Goys, as well as our financial policy. There remains but little to add. We hold in our hands the greatest modern power, gold. In the course of 2 days, we can get it from our treasures in any desired quantity. Is there any more need for us to prove that our rule is decreed by God? Do we not prove by such wealth that all the evil which we were forced to do during so many centuries has served in the end to true happiness, to the restoration of order? Although by means of violence, order will nevertheless be established. We will be able to prove that we are benefactors who have brought true welfare and individual freedom to the tortured world, ensuring at the same time the possibility of enjoying peace, quiet, and dignity of relationship upon the sole condition, of course, that obedience to the laws established by us is practiced. We will also make it clear that freedom does not mean license and in doing whatever people please, no more than dignity and power imply the right to propound destructive doctrines like freedom of conscience, equality, and similar things. Individual freedom by no means imports the right of disturbing oneself and others, disgracing oneself by making ridiculous speeches in disorderly gatherings, and implies that true liberty means individual inviolability through an honest and strict obedience to social laws. That, moreover, human dignity implies the conception of one's right as well as the idea of legal inhibitions, which prohibit fantastic dreams about the ego. Our power will be glorious because it will be mighty. It will rule and guide and not helplessly crawl after leaders and orators, shouting insane words which they call great principles and in which in reality are simply utopian. Our power will lead to order, which in turn brings happiness to the people. The prestige of this power will excite mystical adoration, and the peoples will bow before it. True power does not yield to any right, even be it that of God. None will dare approach it in order to deprive it even of an atom of its might.